spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show. Number 3.
Are refrigerated trucks at Valley hospitals?
What?
Maricopa County, which is our county public health agency, just announced that they are going to be getting refrigerated trucks because the Abrazo healthcare system has run out of morgue beds.
Nice.
They're getting ready as a precaution, but they've not run out.
It's not what I heard.
But
you got to be real specific if you're going to say that. And was Gallego really specific?
No. And she has gone on more than a few occasions with the opportunity to, and she's raised her profile. And you know what she's done? She's raised her profile by saying things that, let's remember, she is a, what side of the aisle is she on?
Democrat.
And what side of the aisle is Ducey's on?
Definitely a Republican.
There you go.
Right.
It's this is still the politicking of it all.
Okay. So here's the real update. The Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office is at 97% capacity. And Brazos reported their morgues are about at capacity. So,
like 80%, right? Something like that?
I don't know. So, I mean, I don't think that they're ready. Like in New York, there was a moment in time where these refrigerated trucks backed up to hospitals and they were pouring bodies in them. We're not there yet.
No.
Are we getting close? Well, I think when you start to prepare for that, yes, we're getting close.
But
and that's
always,
not good.
But you know what? You plan for things like this, right? Is in a situation like this. Remember the good ship lollipop or whatever that they rolled out there, whatever it was called, the Comfort.
The ship.
And they never used
ship,
it. They
right.
built all these hospitals. Never yeah. used any of them.
Well, there was a triage hospital in Central Park, man.
And they never used it.
No, there were people there. There were people there.
No, they didn't use any of those things. They may have used one or two. And I don't think they used any. What was the place to Philadelphia? They got all that stuff ready? In the Astrodome and like, oh, like we're getting ready, and it's like, they didn't use it.
I don't know.
Have to be prepared, but the way she spun it, this is it.
Well, what do
and
we?
And that could change tomorrow, by the way.
It could. There are ICUs 89% full, and if there's no more room at the morgue, that's when you bring in these trucks. And no one wants to see that. My goodness. But Ducey had a perfect opportunity yesterday to slow the spread and maybe help the doctors and nurses that are overworked, and he decided to do nothing.
Are you sure?
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number 2.
Arizona can't drive.
Oh, my. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. We have a lot of issues here. I have been here for 3 years, and going backwards, going sideways, driving over, and most importantly, driving the wrong way is spectacular.
Which state has the 7th worst drivers? Arizona does.
What?
Way out west in this fast-growing state, the number of insured drivers is pretty much about average, and they rank 17th for traffic tickets. But this state ranks 8th for DUIs and 8th for number of traffic deaths each year. Not a lot of safety on these roads.
Ugh. Well, I disagree with what Becky Lynn said. She just said women can't drive, and I'm
no,
not on.
I did not say that.
I'm not
I said
on board with
Arizona can't drive. Women are pretty good drivers out here, I think.
I thought I heard you say.
No.
Did I make that up? Totally.
You totally made
now,
that up.
Is it Arizonans can't drive, or people that have moved to Arizona can't drive?
That's a great question.
Well, like almost everybody has moved to Arizona, so maybe
Pablo's
that's
from Arizona, born and raised. You're from Tennessee. You're from New Jersey. I'm from California. I don't even know where Quinn's from.
Quinn, where are you from?
Where are you from, Quinn?
Oklahoma.
So, well, what's are you on the reservation side or are you on the other?
They
side?
Just split, didn't they?
They split, cut it in
yeah.
half.
Yeah,
cut Oklahoma in half. Imagine waking up to that.
I don't know what it is, but I've said this to Becky Lynn before. Like, there are so many people who drive slow in the left lane, and it drives me crazy. So when I pass them, I kind of cut in front of them, and they don't deserve my blinker. I don't give them the blinker.
See, he does that.
No, and you know what? That means that I know how to drive.
That means you don't know how to drive.
And they don't.
Mm-mm.
They should be in the right lane. They should be all the way right, not all the way left. So, you know, when I cut in front of them, they don't get the friendly blinker. No. They're eating my dirt.
That's called road rage.
Eating your dirt.
Yeah. What is it with the dust?
Eat my dust.
Kiss my dust. What is it?
Wait, what?
I don't know. Kiss my grits? What is it?
Kiss my grits. What do you, flow from Alice?
I don't know. Kiss my grits. Taste my dust. I don't know.
Have you ever driven in Italy?
That seems, I don't know.
It's the most chaotic thing in the world. I've driven, and like, they'll bump you and they'll hit you.
Because the cars are about,
and they just let you go.
Cars are 4 feet wide.
Yeah.
The roads are so small.
Yeah, and bumping is just part of it, right?
It is. It's like NASCAR.
Go on.
It's like NASCAR. They'll bump, and they won't even, they're done. They just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm like, goodness me. That's why they all drive Vespas.
they have smart cars.
That's right.
Because the roads are so small.
So tiny.
Yeah.
Because they were built such a long time ago.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
The heat is on.
No, sing it like Glenn Fry.
The heat is on. Here we go.
All right, Becky Lynn, what is it going to be?
The heat is on.
We go. She's singing now. We don't even have to ask her. Wow.
I love this song. I really do. It's going to be 117 on Sunday. That's all I'm singing. Sorry, that's all you get. It's not karaoke day at the radio station. Oh, it could be, you know, if we get tired of talking about the virus.
What the hell else do we have to talk about?
I know. Yeah, 117. You ready?
We could do 117 standing on our head.
On our head.
We're Arizonans, you know what I mean? Oh, well, uh-oh.
Oh, uh-oh.
We could do 117.
Is he one of the bad Eagles? He's right. Didn't they kick the other guys out of the Eagles?
No, that's Glenn Fry.
Yeah.
He's also dead now.
So
he's dead?
Yes.
Playing a dead man song?
Yes.
I don't want to play it anymore. Really brought it. You brought me down now.
Yeah, but remember he and what's his name?
Don Henley.
They kicked the other guys out of
the
Eagles?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
You're really not Eagles. You guys are pigeons.
It will be an ABC 15 weather action day.
118, 117, 116. Once you get to the teen, it really doesn't matter at that point.
You just might as well go for 120. I mean, if you're so close, you might as well do it.
It's going to be a pretty hot day across the state with highs near 113 out in Bullhead City, 100 in Sedona.
Don't you live in Bullhead City?
No, I do not.
Sorry.
And 100 in Page. But
you live in Page?
Yes.
This weekend, those temperatures go up even higher. Tomorrow, 116 degrees for high, then 117 on Sunday.
Do you even leave the house on Sunday?
No.
Is there any reason to leave the house on Sunday when it's 117?
No.
What, do you go for a froyo? No, I'm not going anywhere. It'll melt before
I
get it.
Only if you need more sunscreen to lay out by the pool. Oh. That might be a reason to go out.
Yeah, you really can't even lay out.
No, I know. That's true. Not at 117.
No.
That's like a bath when you get inside the pool. You get out and you're like, I'm sweaty from the pool.
Oh. Oh. I think it's going to be hot all next week, too. We're not going to get much of a break here. The heat
and we're
is
all
hot.
Indoors, and that's where the COVID is.
Oh.
Just saying.
Jeez, man.
The Arizona Daily Download is brought to you by... Well. Parker and Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Coming up next,
let's talk about what's going on right now on Dr. Phil.
Oh, can we kill the music for a second?
It is the greatest thing ever. Now, Becky, there's a woman who is going to divorce her husband because he's gross.
Yeah,
he's
watching, dirty. We're watching TV up here, right?
While on Dr. Phil?
Download. Yeah.
Who does that? Who says, hey, you know what? I want to get a divorce, but what I'd like to do is also embarrass you and make sure that everybody knows that you're gross. And
well,
disgusting.
Maybe she's trying to embarrass him into cleaning up a little bit.
No.
So she is on TV with Dr. Phil showing pictures of the bottoms of his feet that are totally black, and he's trying to fix something. And so she's like, I may divorce my husband because he's just filthy. And now they've just brought the poor guy out, and he's like, what do you say? I'm filthy.
Who does that, though?
Who
volunteers to go on a show?
See, I never understood that either. It's like, I've got a real problem, and I'm going to die, or I hate you, and I want to do it. Let's go on Dr. Phil and tell the whole world about it.
Yeah, that'll be great. And when people will clap for you, hey, Mike, you're gross, and no one will ever like you again, and you smell, and she's going to leave you. So what do you think of that? And, I mean, I just don't know who says, oh, It's free, so I'll do it.
We get a free trip to wherever, yeah, and then they pay us to come on the show.
Do they pay them to come on?
I think so.
I think so. They probably get a fee.
That's got to be the only reason. I bet they make up half.
You know
that
what
stuff.
It is, though? It's ego. It's the chance to be on TV.
Yeah.
And people want their 15 minutes of fame.
Awesome. For that reason.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, you might remember me. I was on Dr. Phil as the grossest man.
But there are. But remember, he also launched a singing career for somebody.
Who?
Really? I'll catch you outside. I'm going to catch you outside. Remember that?
Oprah.
Yeah, no, not Oprah.
Not Oprah.
No, I don't.
The catch you outside girl? Oh, my God.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you're missing out.
I remember it.
You remember? Oh, you don't remember?
Not.
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next.
Coming up!
You know the press conference that Ducey held yesterday to announce that he's not taking action on COVID? We're going to talk about the most surprising thing that came out of it in a second.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
I've got a relationship with the president. We've had so much outreach personally from both the president and the vice president that I had to change the ringtone on my phone, and it rings Hail to the Chief, because I didn't want to miss another phone call directly from the White House.
Chad, what do you think Trump's ringtone for Ducey is?
You're my best friend. When everything is wrong, we'll come talk to you.
Little Rivers Cuomo. I love Weezer. He's fun. I like so much talent. Wouldn't leave his house for like 2 years.
I love Weezer.
You are such a blessing.
I can't believe you don't know who Catch Me Outside Girl is, Becky. I cannot believe you do not know who she is.
Homework assignment this weekend.
Yeah.
Just don't know. Yeah, sure. I'll look
it up. She was on Dr. Phil, and she was going back and forth with the crowd. She was saying,
that's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody going to catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these laughing like so funny.
Did you say the you're laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of
yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
What are we doing outside?
What does that mean?
What I just said.
Well, he just said. By the way, she's 17, and because of that appearance, she's become a rapper. She's made a gobs of money. She was nominated for, I think, a Billboard Music Award and a bunch of other stuff. And she's only 17.
Seriously?
Yeah, but you catch her outside.
That's funny.
Good gracious. I'm going to look her up.
Her name is Bad Barbie. That's not a real name. Daniel Bergoglio.
That's not a real name.
But B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I. Bad Barbie. Oh, catch me outside.
You want to do the big cue?
No, I'll catch you outside with your big cue. Can't believe you don't remember that. Let's do the big Q.
Big Q.
Cue it up.
Gatos BQ poll question.
Huge.
KTAR.com. It's brought to you by Valley Toyota Dealers.
Those people.
So what was the most surprising thing about Governor Ducey's press conference Thursday on COVID? Okay. Give you four options. A, it was 10 days. It was 10 long days since he addressed anyone. B, he's over COVID. Wave the white flag. C, I can't make it up. He said to beat the virus, just sit on the couch and watch Netflix. And D, his BFF would say he's blown it bigly.
Bigly. Huge.
That's the leader at 41%.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought the Netflix would have won absolutely.
Well, that's the one that was true. I mean, that's what he actually said. Sit at home, watch some Netflix. That's the way to do it.
It's not the way.
When you're right.
Well, look, you don't even have to watch. You could stay at home and do nothing or do whatever you want inside. And if everybody stays at home until we find a cure, we won't have any problems anymore.
No.
I mean, eventually they're going to come take your house and you'll be homeless and you might turn to cannibalism. Oh. But the good news is you didn't get the COVID.
Oh, jeez. All right, coming up next, someone who I think probably not happy with the governor.
Who?
What did the Tucson mayor think of Governor Ducey's press conference yesterday? You know, the one where he announced he's not taking any action on COVID? We're going to talk to the mayor of Tucson coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, press conference yesterday probably wasn't Ducey's shining moment. Numbers rising and rising and rising, and mayors across this state are not thrilled by what's happening. Joining us now, the Tucson Mayor, Rahina Romero. Are you not thrilled? We've seen some press releases. We've seen some tweets. And I'm sure, and that was pre-horrible press conference yesterday with Governor Ducey. How do you feel about it now?
Thank you, Gatos and Chad, for having me in your show. I am still very disappointed. I think that that Governor Ducey missed another opportunity to take decisive statewide action and save lives in our state. You know, he is the elected leader of our state. And every day he waits, more people become infected and more lives are lost. So I was very, very disappointed. There's absolutely zero reason not to require masks in public settings statewide. We've tried it for 2 weeks with a patchwork solution of having some cities and counties throughout the state to have a mandatory mask. The easiest step he could have taken yesterday was to mandate statewide mask wearing in public settings, and he didn't even do that.
Hey, Mayor, what about the announcement he made about restaurants that it's 50% capacity? There's a ton of confusion yesterday. There's always a ton of confusion coming out of the governor's office after every press conference. It really is amazing. All this gray area. I guess restaurants were already being told by the governor, hey, make sure that people are 6 feet away from each other. And what that really means is, you got about half capacity to put people in the seats, but yesterday he put a number to it. Was that just hot garbage?
You know, it's very unfortunate, as I said, the lack of action taken by Governor Ducey. Here in Pima County, we already had very specifically said and given direction to restaurants that they were going to be at 50% capacity, and this was over a month ago. And so, you know, what my concern is here in the city of Tucson, which is located on Pima County, that 90% of our ICU beds are in use. 53% of those beds are COVID positive patients.
How many percentage?
53%.
Wow.
And in a county of a million people, our ICU bed capacity fluctuates between 6 and 23 in a county of a million people. On Sunday, July 5th, there were no ICU beds available. This is my frustration. 350 cases per day in Pima County, 4,000 or more per day in Arizona. We are seeing death amongst Arizonans. And the lack of statewide action by our governor is very, very frustrating in a moment of crisis in our state.
Talking to Rahina Romero, mayor of Tucson, what's your communication like? I mean, obviously, you know, Mayor Gallego is everywhere, and she's making it known that very little communication, and it feels like it's a battle of her in the media versus him and silence. Are you getting any feedback from the governor's office, or is he radio silence with you as well?
Unfortunately, he is. I have been asking for a call with Governor Ducey for the last month and a half. And I was told by his office to fill out a meeting form that every other resident in Arizona should do. I filled that out. I sent it to his chief of staff and his Southern Arizona liaison. And I've had my staff checking in with them periodically to say, hey, any word on our call with Governor Ducey? And nothing. And it's very frustrating and very sad that the governor is ignoring the mayors of the two biggest cities in Arizona. And because of the lack of communication, we, as the frontline elected officials for our cities, cannot say, look, this is how we're seeing things in our communities, and this is what we need. For example, let me give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. In Tucson, there is no FEMA testing site at all. Mm-hmm. At least Maricopa County and the city of Phoenix has a FEMA testing site and right. has some testing there. Here in Pima County, there is no FEMA testing site. And so we are doing everything we possibly can. Pima County is paying for some testing. Actually, the city of Tucson, through our CARES fund, our federal CARES fund, we put a money aside for testing. But we need help. We need help from the governor, and we need help from the federal government, because Arizona is the number one hotspot, not just in the country, in the world.
You haven't heard from him in 90 days?
No, we have not.
You're not alone. Senator Sinema told us a couple weeks ago. I don't remember her exact words, but
it was something similar.
It was like something very similar. We had Kate Gallego on a few weeks ago, and I think she actually has talked to the governor. If I were you, I'd just give up. Because, you know, in all honesty, he's not going to fix this problem. How are you going to fix this problem? You're the mayor of Tucson. What powers do you have? Because if you sit around and wait for the governor to do something, you'll be sitting around forever. So what can you do?
Well, first, to your point of giving up trying to speak to the governor, in this moment of crisis in our state, this is when we have to put aside the differences in parties or philosophy and work together to be able to save Arizonans.
But that ship has sailed. He's not calling you back.
Whether they're from Tucson or whether they're from Phoenix, that is his responsibility, and we shouldn't give him a pass on his responsibility.
Okay.
And so he said yesterday in his press conference that he's not dealing with politics, that he's doing what's right for Arizonans. Well, I think this is playing politics, and it's not right, and we should call him on it. He washed his hands of having to do a statewide mandate for mask wearing, and he gave the responsibility to cities. We jumped on that responsibility and did that immediately after he untied our hands to do that. And patchwork solutions are not working. He's the head of our state. Patchwork solutions are not working. He needs to do his job and represent every single Arizonan, whether they live in Pima County, Yuma County, or Maricopa County. That's his responsibility. So no, I'm not going to give up in calling for him to do his job.
Okay.
Well, while in the meantime, here in Tucson, what we're doing is we did a mandatory mask. We've done everything we possibly can to ask people to work from home, stay at home, and wear a mask in public. And so if we need to take additional steps, I believe that there is power in unity and that cities throughout Arizona need to hold hands and take the necessary steps to continue protecting our citizens. But the virus they don't understand if it's Tucson or Sahuarita or Nogales. So the virus is, you know, as people travel from Yuma to Tucson, the spread continues.
Yeah.
So that's why uniform statewide policies are a must right now.
Absolutely. Rihanna Romero, thank you so much, Mayor of Tucson. We wish you all the best. And if you hear from Ducey, tell him we said hi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Stay safe and have a great weekend.
You too. Stay safe. And no touching of hands. She's like, we should all touch. We can't do that, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that. Speaking of COVID, the vaccine. Are we getting closer? Are we there? We're going to talk about it straight ahead. Alex Stone's going to join us. Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show. Afternoons.
Well, Governor Ducey held a press conference yesterday to announce he's not doing or taking any action on COVID. So Is there finally a vaccine on the horizon? Our buddy from ABC, Alex Stone, he's on this story. Alex, tell us about a vaccine because our governor's not going to do anything.
Well, hey, guys. Yeah, so it was back in March when we were first reporting that the first human volunteers were beginning to get injected with one of the vaccines up in the Seattle area. And that was the first group that was going to get the and see what it does. You know, do they grow a third arm or does it actually work? And now it's been a number of months and we're hearing from Jennifer Haller. She was the very first one to go to Kaiser Seattle, sit there on a doctor's bed and to get injected with the vaccine. 43 years old, lives around Seattle. She tells us she is feeling fantastic now.
It's been 16 weeks since I had the first dose.
Now, the vaccine that she got was developed by Moderna, pretty much unheard of biotech company in the Boston area. They very quickly came to the market. People, you know, were kind of introduced to who they were. Their stock price shot up, went back down after there were some questions about some of their data and just how well it's going. They're working with the NIH, but they say that now they're moving in the next couple of weeks to the final phase, phase three, that so far so good. And that's what she says she's finding as well.
Moderna released results a few weeks ago that showed that the first eight of us have antibodies, and that presumably that means that the vaccine should be effective against the virus.
But remember, I mean, we've talked about it over and over again. Nobody really knows yet what having the antibodies will mean. Will it ward off COVID? To what level of antibodies do you have to have in your system? So nobody really knows yet. But she says she feels great, doesn't have a third arm, and hasn't gotten COVID, and that they've all gotten the antibodies, which the belief is having the antibodies may be that answer, but we just really don't know yet.
Talking to Alex Stone, ABC News. Alex, any side effects whatsoever? She hasn't got the third arm, which, by the way, may not be the worst thing ever, but
really helpful,
of all the
right?
things. But is there any other side effect that she has had along the way? Because I read some that, you know, there was some people got several fevers, but nothing really bad. Is there anything at all that she's
nothing that she's reporting? There are some other people. There's another one that is moving as fast, if not quicker, than the Moderna study. From Pfizer and another German company, where they've had slightly higher, but it's people with a headache or fevers or that side of, kind of thing. Now, what's interesting is with these, what they are doing, unlike a lot of vaccines, there is no virus in it, no dead virus. They are using mRNA technology, which they are trying. It's fairly new. Trying to fool the body into believing it's being invaded by COVID-19. Then your body creates that antibody. Even though there's nothing of the real virus in there, and it's all synthetic going into your body, and your body reacts and then builds those antibodies, if in fact that really does anything. But, you know, bottom line, the AstraZeneca is working on something. Pfizer, right. There are 150 vaccines that are in development. 20 are being tested on humans right now. This is incredibly quick. And
awesome.
The U.S. government, Operation Warp Speed, man, you put money toward it, billions of dollars, they move fast.
That's Alex Stone, ABC News. Thanks, buddy.
Dude, you got to be safe out there. Get the vaccine if you can.
Coming up next, the press conference where Ducey announced he's not taking any action on COVID next.